This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, October 28th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. It came from outer space. Gate rule coming soon. Senate hearing focuses on seed and fertilizer prices, and Japan boosts U.S. rice imports. Methane satellites may target dairies next. California air regulators preparing to deploy a new generation of methane-detecting satellites to pinpoint emissions from dairies and other sources. That's according to a California Air Resources Board hearing last week. CARB staff said the California Satellite Methane Project now receives near-daily imagery from satellites built by Carbon Mapper and Planet Labs. The $100 million state-funded effort already helped to identify and repair oil and gas leaks within days, preventing methane release equivalent to emissions from about 18,000 cars. CARB officials said the technology could soon complement ground inspections under SB 1383, expanding detection to agriculture operations. The agency plans to integrate satellite data into new regulatory frameworks beyond oil and gas and landfills to encompass dairy and livestock methane, because methane is roughly 80 times more potent than carbon dioxide over 20 years. Regulators view quick leak detection as critical to meeting California's 2030 target for a 40% reduction below 2013 levels. Public dashboards showing plume locations are expected next year, while future satellite launching in 2026 will increase coverage statewide. Industry warns of overreach with Cal OSHA gate rule. Businesses are urging caution as the Cal OSHA Standards Board drafts new regulations governing horizontal sliding gates. At the board's October hearing, Helen Cleary, director of the FileMar Regulatory Roundtable, warned of an overly broad rule in the works. Cleary called for limiting the scope to large commercial, industrial, and vehicular gates with clear size and weight thresholds, and to exclude small pedestrian, temporary, and rural gates. "We're raising our hand now before it gets launched and we run out of time," she said. Rob Moultrie, vice president for advocacy at the California Chamber of Commerce, agreed. He said that while employers share the goal of preventing gate-related injuries, they also flag concerns over the scope of the regulations. Seed and fertilizer to be discussed at a Judiciary Committee hearing. Input costs will be the focus of a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing today. The hearing's title gives some idea of what to expect from Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley. It's called Pressure Cooker: Competition in the Seed and Fertilizer Industries. Corey Rosenbusch, CEO of the Fertilizer Institute, and Andy Levine, President and CEO of the American Seed Trade Association, to testify, as well as Caleb Ragland, the President of the American Soybean Association. The congressional scrutiny comes as the Trump administration says it will look at what's behind higher production costs facing farmers, including potential antitrust issues. The Fertilizer Institute yesterday called for a national policy to boost domestic crop nutrient production, help growers facing unstable global fertilizer supply chains. TFI said it also wants a full-time fertilizer economist at USDA to help monitor the market and improve transparency. That hearing can be viewed online. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Japan boosts U.S. rice imports following tariff deal. Japan is quietly increasing imports of U.S. rice following a commitment this summer to boost purchases by 75% as part of its tariff deal. An industry source told AgriPulse, quote, they've started the process of implementation without talking about it. In the first 7 weeks of the 25-26 marketing year beginning September 1st, Japan bought more than 37,000 metric tons of U.S. rice. The previous year, it bought around 29,000 tons after buying just 13,000 the year before. President Donald Trump is in Japan today, where he earlier met with new Japanese Prime Minister Sane Takaichi. Both sides must still finalize how a vehicle to drive Japanese investment in the U.S. will work. The president says he's also open to hearing proposals for updating the deal. The industry source said that they aren't anticipating any adjustments to the rice purchase commitment, however. Rice is somewhat minor in the scheme of things, they added. Malaysian deal touted. The National Pork Producers Council issued a news release praising Trump's trade deal with Malaysia. The agreement announced last week allows exports to the Southeast Asian nation from all U.S. facilities included in the Food Safety and Inspection Service Meat, Poultry, and Egg Product Inspection Directory. It also won't impose additional product or facility registration requirements and will ensure acceptance of the standard FSIS export certificate. The same provisions are in the agreement with Cambodia. U.S. pork exports to Malaysia hit record levels of over $24.5 million last year. That's a significant amount given that only 8 U.S. plants are currently eligible for export, according to NPPC. They said exports to Malaysia have increased over 1,700% in the last 5 years. MAHA supporters call for USDA to increase conservation and organic program support. Some Make America Healthy Again movement supporters are asking Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins to expand conservation support for farmers, give the National Organic Program more staff and resources, and reinstate regional food business centers. Leaders of several groups, including Farm Action, the MAHA Mom Coalition, the American Agriculture Movement, and United We Eat, ask Rollins to, quote, turn the MAHA vision into tangible results, and listed priorities that include, among other things, more support for federal organic and conservation programs. They said, quote, recent cuts to key USDA conservation and local procurement and infrastructure programs have left farmers vulnerable. Now take note, the groups also ask USDA to consider specialty crop and organic farmers when making plans for economic assistance, noting that these types of growers, quote, have been consistently left behind in federal relief efforts. Here's today's final word. We urge you to ensure that a meaningful share of these funds, including DOD fresh purchases, goes to independent producers offering organic foods and pasture-based, humanely raised meat that is free from antibiotics and growth-promoting drugs. That's a letter from Moms Across America, Farm Action, United We Eat, and others to Secretary Brooke Rollins discussing USDA's $5 billion commodity procurement budget. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, October 28th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.